afternoon, Madam Chairwoman.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much, Chairman Johnson, for adjusting this item for me. I really appreciate it, and for the comptroller as well. May I? Oh, actually, you probably should read the item. Okay. Thank you.
Madam Clerk.
There you go. Item number 26, a resolution ordinance by Supervisor Dmitrievich to establish a research services division within the Office of the Comptroller.
Move approval.
And without skipping a beat, Supervisor Rommel West moves approval.
Great legislation.
Thank you. Mr. Chair.
Please.
Just thank you again for adjusting your schedule. Thank you, Supervisor Rommel West and First Vice Chairwoman. And thank you to Comptroller Scott Mansky, who worked with our research analyst, Steve Cady, to go ahead and implement this portion of Act 14, which creates an independent research division that will be available to the legislative branch as well as the executive branch. We see this as one step in the direction of moving forward and moving forward together. So thank you.
We have a motion for Mr. Mansky. Would you like to comment?
No, I think the legislation is good here. We will work with the chairwoman's office and with the county board and county exec and to implement the research division as required under state statute. And so we'll work jointly with all of you to for the success of that division.
Thank you, and that's very appreciated. Such a division has been spoken of many times in the past, but that would have been besides our county board staff. This would have been another division, but it didn't turn out that way. So it is what it is. Did you want to say something, Supervisor Schmidt?
Yes. Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, I mean, this is of necessity now. I mean, I guess draconian cuts necessitates this. I mean, where else do we go for independent analysis? I mean, the county executive, I guess, wisely has taken some of our top and veteran people, almost our entire research staff. We won't have a budget to have much of research staff anymore anyway. And you know, every legislative body has an independent source. Every legislative body has an independent source to go to for financial. We've relied on Mr. Cady and others over the years to do this. We won't have it. So I think this is absolutely essential and necessary. And I know the comptroller reports to both. But, you know, we certainly have confidence in his independent analysis. We had that confidence before with the other position. So I think this is an absolute necessity for us. So, you know, we've been talking exhaustively the last couple days, long meetings, and I think part of the problem was, what independent analysis are we getting? Where can the county board go to? You know, we respect administration, but we want respect for administration also, and I think that necessitates we have our own independent source that we can go to get advice from us. You know, we've heard from the departments today, we respect that, but we need something. Some independent research that we can look at and we can have some confidence in. All the department heads are hired by the county executive. That's the right way to say it. And they you know, they have their departments to run, but, you know, we're again the checks and balances. I mean, that's the terrible thing that happened. I mean, you know, about salaries or terms or all this other kind of stuff. But the real loss here is in checks and balances and unable to get information that we need. And it looks like that's not going to happen, but this is one way to guarantee it so we really can do our jobs correctly like everyone expects us to do. So I appreciate I think it's absolutely necessary to do it. And so I appreciate the cooperation and work being done on it because we absolutely need it. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Lipscomb?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Can we just get a brief explanation of how this gets implemented? So we create the four positions in the Office of Comptroller. It's effective late August. Obviously, it'll take you some time to bring people on. How will we be served during the budget? And sort of how does the transition occur? Can we just cover that a little bit?
Well, I'm going to to speak to that, I'm going to work with the chairwoman's office with regards to the position and the transition. It's going to take us a while to get the positions established. So the August date is kind of like the beginning of when I can start working on the positions to fill those positions. One of the other things that I did is in the 2014 budget, I've asked for these positions to be created in there. This establishes it, which means during, you know, up to that date, up to the end of the year, I can start filling the positions and bringing them in. But I'll be working with the chairwoman's office regarding, you know, about the timing of that, whether her office wants to maintain these positions during the budget, you know, or, you know, after the budget, or timing of those types of things. And my interest in filling, you know, my positions, because I don't want to create an additional expense for the county by creating my own positions. You've got your positions still, so I'm looking for us to work out the timing of all of this together. So, because one of the things that I explained to her is that, and as Supervisor Schmidt indicated, I want this to be an independent group. I wanted you to be able to use them, go to them, and use them on an independent basis. And your conversations with them, you know, are confidential conversations with those individuals. You talk with them. You're trying to come up with policy statements, other types of things, resolutions, and you're working with them. And that's my intent. What I want to use them for is policy-related items. And I want to segregate them from the rest of my, I mean, my staff is mainly fiscal related staff, but I want them to, it's kind of strange for a comptroller to say, but I don't want them to worry about the numbers. I want them to worry about what the policy is, so that it's giving you good policy directions. You want to put something forward, but you should know what the current ordinance says about what you want to put forward. So let the, you know, this group help you put together an item, and then my fiscal side can look at what the impact of this is on a fiscal basis. But I need this research group to work on the policy side. But the main answer to your question is I want to work with the chairwoman's office regarding, you know, the transition and those types of things.
Mm-hmm. Okay. May I add something, Chairman? So,
please.
Thank you. In addition to that, you know, we've been talking about this for quite some time. I really want to thank Comptroller Mansky. He's went really, in my eyes, above and beyond to carry out and implement this state statute. He's traveled to Madison. He's gone to the Milwaukee Legislative Reference Bureau to try to understand models so he can best serve the county board and the county executive's office. So I really appreciate that. The timing is sensitive. You know, the county board must have great research at what I consider to be our most important job of the year, which is adopting the $1 billion budget for the Milwaukee County residents that we represent. So we will have staff that we will retain to deal with the budget. The timing is very important. I mean, right now, I think we all know we are understaffed, obviously. But I think the most important thing is to get this independent division fully up and running as best as we can by the beginning of next year, and that's why the comptroller requested the four positions in his 2014 budget. So it's a transition, and this is the most first and critical step forward. So there'll be more to come. But adopting this today and approving it, which I'd appreciate, creates division, changes the ordinance, and allows us to move forward so that we can have access to the research, which Supervisor Schmidt mentioned is completely critical to any well-functioning legislative body. So thank you.
Thank you, Chairwoman Dmitrievich. Any other comments, questions, concerns? We do have a motion for approval. Supervisor Romo-West has moved to approve item 26. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Romo-West?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
8 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve is approved.
Thank you.